Hello, this is Beth Ludwig from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall share with you information from the March issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We will start with the Good Health section. There are three articles in this section. The first article is Walk on the Sunny Side. Feeling upbeat makes life pleasanter and longer, too. Exercise, adequate sleep, and training yourself to focus on enjoyable moments have all been shown to improve outlook. Other advantages of being positive? In a 10-year study of older folks, those who scored high on the optimism scale were significantly less likely to have a heart attack or die from heart disease during the study period than those who were the glass-half-empty people. Being a Debbie Downer. Scientifically speaking, having a pessimistic style has been linked to lower antibody counts, which can lead to more colds. Here's some interesting information about spices. Spices can lower cholesterol and boost fat burning do this with red chili peppers. Capsaicin, the active ingredient in chilies, is also a potent pain fighter. Heat up your food. Turmeric, cinnamon, and other spices are loaded with polyphenols, chemicals that help to inhibit the inflammation associated with aging. Rub away with carcinogens. Add turmeric, cumin, or rosemary to a marinade. Then rub on more before grilling or frying meat. These cut the formation of HCAs, the cancer-causing compound that's found in meats cooked at high temperatures. Here are some heart smarts. Be a vegetarian for a day. Cutting out meat once a week can trim your saturated fat intake by 15%, as long as you don't swap brie or any other high-fat food for your burger. Take your pulse. In a study of more than 129,000 women, those with the highest resting heart rate, over 80 beats per minute, were 33% more likely to suffer a heart attack in the next 5 years. Measure your pulse after sitting for 5 minutes. Go nuts over walnuts. In just 4 weeks, a daily serving of about 10 whole nuts can reduce LDL cholesterol by 9.3% without adding pounds. Put on your favorite CD. In a study, men and women who spent an hour listening to recordings they found joyful increased their blood vessel diameter on an average 26%, about the same benefits as exercising aerobically. Floss. The more gum disease-causing bacteria in your mouth, the higher your risk of a heart attack. Your heart would like you to brush regularly. Now for the good family section. From kids to money, what to know now. How to raise a bookworm. To foster a love of reading, keep reading together. Even if your kids can breeze through the Percy Jackson series solo, reading aloud can expand her vocabulary, and your conversations can help her understand and enjoy more. This is how you can raise a confident, lifelong reader, says Diane Frankenstein, author of Reading Together, Yet the number of kids who are read to every day drops significantly at age 9, reports a Scholastic study. So regardless of your child's age or comprehensive level, continue the reading ritual together. Maximize your time with these three strategies. Pick on par books. Shelf books that seem way over his head. It's tempting to push his literary limits, but the goal is understanding and enjoyment. Listen to audiobooks. It's not cheating, really. It's a terrific way to engage kids in a good story. Press play during car rides or after dinner. Revisit favorites. A second read is a great chance to discuss subtleties and encourage him to go beyond the plot. How to manage the TV munchies. Junk food commercials work, perhaps too well. In a recent Yale University study, kids who saw snack food ads ate 45% more munchies in front of the tube than those who didn't see the commercials. Keep your kid from chowing down with these tips. Set a rule and follow it. Establish that there will be no noshing in front of the television, period. And that includes you too. But if you decide occasional snacks are okay, then keep the containers in the kitchen. Instead of bringing out the entire package of pretzels, serve pre-measured portions in bowls or plastic bags. Explain the issue. Let kids know how ads can trigger mindless munching, and that TiVo doesn't solve the problem. Researchers reveal that even a brief glance of a commercial can have an impact. Encourage ad-free entertainment. Most food ads targeting kids are on Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, and Saturday morning cartoons. Parents, especially of young kids, should suggest PBS and DVDs. Here are some tips on texting. Stop the walk and talk. Talking or texting on a mobile while driving is a big no-no. And the same holds true for walking, says University of Alabama at Birmingham researchers. Kids gabbing on cell phones were 43% more likely to be hit by vehicles or have close calls in a virtual environment than kids who were phone-free. The concern? Cell-connected kids can forget to look both ways or misjudge the speed and distance of traffic. So when you discuss the rules of the road, include the sidewalk, and be sure you model safe behavior too. More fun for less money. Clever moms like you reveal how they make their travel memorable while saving major cash. This article is by Alice Hurley. Even in today's tight-fisted economy, as you hoarding coupons and attempting to make cappuccinos at home, you can still have a family vacation that's not a guilt trip. Here are tips from budget-smart travelers, including the Good Housekeeping team, that show you how to spend less money without sacrificing an ounce of fun. Tip number one, hit pricey spots off season. You may dream of an island escape in frigid winter, but Vanessa Druckmann of Ohio, food blogger and mother of three, has been heading to the Caribbean in August for years. She and her husband Steve, who were turned off by the winter's crowds and the high prices, join his family in nice hotels like the Ritz-Carlton in Grand Cayman, happily lopping off 20 to 30% from the in-season rates. Druckmann's own family usually needs just one room with two double beds and a crib. Not only do we save a lot on hotel and airfare, but we love how secluded it feels. Nothing is crowded if you travel just before hurricane season starts in mid-August. It's hot, but no hotter than the East Coast or the Southwest, and there's no better way to cool down than in those turquoise waters, she says. And we enjoy having the snorkeling boats to ourselves instead of being crammed in like sardines. The family also shops for pay for, say, 3 nights and get one free hotel deals. When searching hotel sites online, say StarwoodHotels.com or Hilton.com, scan for what are called hotel specials or packages. These deals often include extras like museum tickets or airport transportation. Tip number two, try a house swap. Kim Orlando of Connecticut, mother of three and the founder of TravelingMom.com, is all about her annual two-week summer house swap with a family in Hermosa Beach, California. She and her husband, Romano, and their kids head back to the L.A. area where Kim and Romano used to live, spend time at the beach, and see old friends. And their swappers get to be a train ride away from New York City and its attractions. This past summer, the Orlandos booked a second swap with a new family through HomeExchange.com, which charges about $120 for membership. Beyond that, the stay is delightfully free, and about half the swappers on the site offer their car as well. My husband was a reluctant house swapper. He's a real Felix Unger type. He has a collection of pocket knives, which we hid before we left. But by the last house swap, he was saying, "Here's the key, here's the car." I always say that the best thing about a house swap is that the ketchup, mustard, and beach toys are already there. And nobody wants to pay $40 or $50 for breakfast. With a swap, you have a kitchen and the kids have their own bedrooms, so there's less bickering. Orlando recommends having several get-to-know-you phone chats with the swappers before you leave and paying for your house to be cleaned at the beginning of your visit so you don't have to mop while you pack, as well as at the end so everything will be ship-shape for your return. Also, check with your own insurance company, but many policies cover exchange partners as invited guests and often permitted to have driver's coverage, but check with your insurance company. Another way to go, list your home on vacation rentals by owner. And when someone bites at your offer, scan the site for what's available at a similar price and place and time. Want to list your home but don't say live by the beach or a glamorous city? Play up your area's selling points. Being surrounded by woods or being just a stroll from a historical section may be precisely what someone else wants. Tip number three, just say no to hotel bills and camp under the stars instead. Unplugging from our high-tech world gives kids a memorable time communing with nature. Granted, it's not for everyone. It's a tad awkward to change a diaper in a tent. But those who are game will find themselves in a gorgeous setting, bonding over life's simple pleasures. And it's one of the best bargains in America. Instead of paying $200 or more per night in season at the Bar Harbor Inn in Bar Harbor, Maine, you could stay in the stunning Acadia National Park for $20 per night, saving enough for at least a car payment. Beware, though, popular parks like Yosemite can fill up months ahead of time in peak season. If you want to camp there between July 15th and August 14th, for example, reservations open online or by phone starting in March. For guidance on how to pick a specific park, we asked Alexander Alverter, a ranger for the National Park Service, for his advice. He suggests checking out your local state parks as well as national ones. His favorite, Villanova in New Mexico, Dead Horse Point in Utah, and Custer State Park in the South Dakota Black Hills. Go to nps.gov for genuine National Park Service campsites, and check out stateparks.com too. Tip 4. Get cooking. If you're renting a condo or cottage on vacation, cooking in is cheaper and cozier than dining out, and it's a better way to share family time. Jean and Terry Rose, parents of six from Montclair, New Jersey, head to Bethany Beach, Delaware for a week every summer with extended family, and each branch of the clan takes control of the kitchen for one night of the week, using favorite recipes they've brought along. Shopping together at the farm stands is also a part of the fun for us, says Jean. Plus, at the dinner table, you won't hear that ka-ching in your head when the kids ask for another soda the way you would if you were dining out. But prior to your trip, ask pals for favorite new dishes that they've made recently, or bring some new recipes from Good Housekeeping Magazine. Tip number 5. Let someone else do the driving. It may not be as comfy as your car, but Greyhound offers reasonable fares, much cheaper than flying, and kids who travel with adults get 25% off. Check Greyhound.com for details. Newer buses in the Northeast now even have Wi-Fi. Or take Amtrak, which posts weekly specials in the deals section of its website, Amtrak.com. We saw savings are up to 25%. Tip 6. Ask for a concierge floor. When booking a hotel, concierge floors often cost a little more, but sometimes a hotel will upgrade you just because you ask. Either way, it's worth it, says Jean Chatsky, today's financial editor and the author of The Difference, How Anyone Can Prosper in the Toughest Times. These floors have lounges where you can get free breakfast, snacks, sodas, plus hors d'oeuvres at night. They save my family a lot on food. At Hilton Hotels, ask for the executive floor. Rates and restrictions vary by location, but the extra charge, around $30, can be well worth it if you're feeding a family. The last tip, don't leave home without your ID cards. Students, people in the military, seniors, and even AAA members can get discounts on fares and even entrance fees at museums, theme parks, and more. Check out the websites of your destination to see what kind of discounts are possible before you visit for the biggest savings with the least amount of disappointment. Ten ways to save on health care. Cut your cost by $579 or more just by reading this article by Jeff Rorow. No matter the outcome of the health care battle raging in Washington at press time, one diagnosis is beyond dispute. The cost of getting sick and of staying well continues to climb. American families spend an average of $6,000 out of pocket on health insurance and other medical costs like copays and deductibles in a 2009 report by the National Coalition on Health Care, which estimates also that that number will jump to $9,000 by 2012. But if you want to control your medical spending, there's no need to wait for laws to change. Here are smart ways to save starting today. Number 1. Save on doctor visits. Find vaccines at low cost. If your health insurance doesn't cover immunizations like those against polio and hepatitis B for your kids, that doesn't mean you have to shell out. A federal program provides shots for these kids as well as for those whose families have no health insurance. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines for specifics. How much could you save? Our calls to pediatric clinics found savings from $28 to $88 per vaccine. Number 2, get a cheap shot. You can avoid high vaccine fees for yourself, too. Many drugstores and grocery stores offer flu shots for a very low fee, typically $25. Don't worry about unsanitary practices, as the law spells out that rubbing alcohol and new needles must be used. Tip 3. Be screened. The CDC's National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Programs provides free breast and cervical cancer screening and diagnostic services to uninsured, underinsured, and low-income women. At press time, low income would be defined as less than $44,000 a year for a family of four. In 2008, over 300,000 women were screened for free for each kind of cancer. If you qualify, you will save $100 that uninsured women typically spend for a mammogram and $50 on that pap smear. 4. Don't be afraid to dicker. Doctors and other health care providers know that times are tight, so don't be shy about asking for a price break. When making an appointment, check with the billing manager of the office to see if the practice has what's known as a cash payment discount program. That means you get a price break if you pay for services up front rather than waiting to be filled. Collecting their fees is a key issue for doctors. So if you pay your cash in time, your doctor may give you a discount. Tip 5. Save on drugs. Snag freebies. Drug manufacturers routinely stock doctors with free samples of meds. So if you need a prescription, just ask. You may well receive. And this holds true for skin cleansers at dermatologist office and even contact lens cleaners at optometrist office. I give patients lens care kits with travel bottles of cleaner so they can get through airport security, says Robert Murray, an optometrist in Maine. Tip 6. Just mail or email it in. Fill your prescription via the internet and you can save bundles versus filling them at the local drugstore. Here's proof. One walk-in pharmacy cash price for a 90-day supply of Lipitor at 20 milligrams runs about $450. FamilyMeds.com charges $360 for the same prescription. But don't just pick any site. The National Association of Boards of Pharmacy says many so-called internet pharmacies are notorious for spam that lures shoppers to fraudulent websites. They also estimate 95% of internet pharmacies appear to be out of compliance with pharmacy laws. So please use a reputable online pharmacy. Tip 7. Get cash back. If you like getting cash back on purchases like groceries and electronics, why not the same on healthcare products? The Caregivers Marketplace can lower your cost on those items that are not typically covered by insurance or Medicare. The program, operated by Hammacher Resource Group, a Milwaukee-based healthcare provider, delivers rebates on pain relievers, vitamins, skincare products, and other goods. Product manufacturers pay to participate. According to Caregivers, each rebate check averages $15. Sign up for these rebates at caregiversmarketplace.com. Tip 8. Join the club. Cut your prescription costs by joining your pharmacy drug discount program. For instance, Walgreens offers a prescription savings club for people not enrolled in Medicaid or Medicare. The program provides discounts on more than 5,000 brand name and generic medications and kicks in a 10% reward on other products. For example, with a $20 yearly fee, $35 for families, members can buy a 90-day supply of any of the more than 400 generic meds for less than a dollar a week. Tip 9. Save on eye care. Leverage memberships. Memberships in groups such as AARP and AAA can get you lower rates at many eyeglass dealers. For instance, AAA members get a 30% discount on eye exams, eyeglasses, and accessories, and 10% off non-disposable contact lenses at over 2,700 locations. So go to AAA.com to find these participating eyeglass dealers. The last tip, save on dental care. Go to school to save. Many dental schools offer low-cost dental care performed by students who are supervised by the faculty. For instance, services such as cleaning and cavity filling at Boston University School of Dental Medicine are up to 70% cheaper than the price you would pay at a dentist office in the area, as low as $60 for a filling versus $121. Call a nearby university to see if you can reap similar savings while still getting quality care. Good advice, staying centered and coping and living fully. The best advice I ever got. Amazing women share the words that got them through tough times and helped them soar by. Madeleine Albright, first female Secretary of the State, now professor at Georgetown University. Whenever my father saw that I had to take on something difficult or do something that I might not have confidence about, he would say, "Strike it." Coming from Czechoslovakia, he sometimes mixed up English, so that was his version of "go for it." To me, that meant you have to believe in yourself and go after what you want. When I was growing up, and even later in my professional life, women role models were scarce. And so my father was the person who gave me the self-assurance by saying, "Strike it." Jane Goodall, primatologist and conservativist. Her groundbreaking study of chimp behavior changed our view of our closest primate. Jane Goodall says, "When I was about 10 years old and dreaming of going to Africa, living with animals and writing books, everyone laughed at me. World War II was raging across Europe. My family had no money and couldn't even afford a bicycle. Africa was far away and dangerous. And most of all, I was a mere girl. Only boys could expect to do those kind of things. But my mother said, if you really want something and you work hard and you take advantage of opportunities and never give up, you will find a way. The opportunity was a letter from a friend inviting me to Kenya. The hard work was waitressing at a hotel to earn the money for the trip and spending hours reading books about Africa and animals. So I was ready when Dr. Lois Leakey offered me to study chimpanzees." From Martha Stewart, founder of Martha Stewart Living. "The best advice I ever received was the inspiring example set by my wonderful third grade teacher, Miss Weyer. Her blend of seriousness, humor, and creativity, and her commitment to sharing her knowledge influenced my desire to be a good teacher. And as a teacher, I wanted to provide consumers with the knowledge they needed to achieve their desired goals. I'm often approached by young people starting their careers who want to know what my recipe for success was. I advise them to build their professional life around something they love. When work is based in passion, it doesn't feel like work. Miss Weyer had that passion." Dara Torres, Olympic gold swimmer. Torres won her first Olympic medal at 17 and 3 silvers at 41. "At the Olympic trials in Omaha in 2008, I was really nervous before my first event. Being an older athlete, I felt a lot of pressure not to disappoint. All the middle-aged people rooting for me. Mark Schubert, the coach who trained me for my first Olympics, ran into me crying in the hall. I told him, 'I don't know how to do this.' He said, 'Dara, you need to go back to the reason that you began this journey.' And once I took the time to remember that reason, which is why I love swimming, I was able to go on." Well, we've run out of time for today's episode from Soups to Nuts. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Beth Ludwig, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.